the third in the continuing series of Shi'urim on the origins of the halacha from the Gemara, the source of the halacha from the Gemara. Now, the last two Shi'urim, we have been discussing the two opinions, one of the Rabbeinu Tam and one of the Ri, which he brought in the first Tosfos in Brachos, explaining the what was at that point the minhag, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, to read Kriya Shema earlier than the time it was indicated in the Mishnah. And we concluded that actually the conclusion, the halachic the respective halachic conclusions of the Rabbeinu Tam and Ri were based on two conceptual understandings of how the halacha works. The Ri, I'm saying respectively in the Shi'ur, not respectively in the Tosfos.
Well, no,
the
excuse
me. The Ri understood that since the psak that Krishma cannot be recited before Tzitzak Chavim, in fact, is based upon a majority, the concept, the concept of Roiv. So because of that, one could rely upon, this was the one could rely upon, B'Shas HaTchak, the other opinions of B'raises that the Gemara presents in Beis Amud Beis, is also in the Tosefta, etc. And we spoke about the concept of Rov versus the concept of the Miyot. We'll get back to this a little bit while Mitzvah Shem. The second sheet, that's the first sheet of the Tosfos, but the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, so spoke about the concept of minhag, that somehow minhag can override what would normally be deciding a halacha, which is d'oraisa, right, on the basis of going to chumra. And this is in fact actually the way in which the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri were allowed to arrive at their let's put it this way, their resolution of the or creating a halachic basis for the minhag of people at that time. Okay, I've read Krishma earlier. Now, what I'd like to do is go a little bit deeper into this, these concepts, and where they're actually rooted in the Shas. Right? Now, I want to now focus on the Ri. So, I think I mentioned this actually in the first year, but actually we'll mention this again. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Tes Amud Beis, brings Tanya Rabbanan for Ma'aseh Va'aser Rebbe Kabbal Yezer. And the Gemara brings a case in which Rebbe does a Kabbal Yezer. The Acha Shenizkav, after Rebbe realized, quote unquote realized, right? Omar, so he said, G'day Rebbe Yezer B'chala B'shas Adchak. In other words, okay, we can rely upon Rabbi Yezer in what's called a dire situation, Shas Adchak. So the Gemara is the question, Maila Acha Shenizka? What does it mean after you realize? What was before, what was after? Either Malach Shizka to in Alach Rabbi Yezer, if it's in fact after you realize Alach is Alach Rabbi Yezer, Elak Rabbanan, or Elak Rabbanan, Shas Adchak, Hecha Avak Avasi, Hecha Gidu Hakim in Shas Adchak. It was like a bun, not like Rabbi Yezer. Elak Lo'it Behilas Alek Abab Lek Abab, right, Alach is not said, not like one, not like the other. Umay la'ach sheniska, and what's called la'ach sheniska, to remember it, la'ach sheniska d'lav yochid poligalei ala rabim poligalei. He realized that, in fact, who's on Rabbi Eliezer was not a yochid, but whether it was Rabbi. So he said, can I Rabbi Eliezer spoke a lot of b'shas al-chak? So the Gemara advances two possibilities what niska means, but we have actually two halachic principles. If we say the halacha is like a bonnet, right, as a possible Eliezer, this will apply to any two sages, but without loss of generality, we'll say Abunan Abliyezer. If we say the laws of Abunan Abliyezer, so it comes out like this, it comes out that we cannot rely upon a minority opinion, or the other opinion, even B'Shas HaChak. And the Gemara says, well, B'Shas HaChak, the Gemara says, there's a Hefzeh, that was a previous Gemara, whatever it is. Now, if, however, right, we rely upon, let's say, that we pass like the Rabbin, as opposed to the Yachid, then we can rely upon the Yachid B'Shas HaChak. Now the question is, what does it mean? I mean, what does it mean to say that, what does it mean to say that the law is like a Bonin as opposed to Eliezer? What does that mean? As opposed to saying a Bonin are Rabbin and Eliezer is Yachid. So, what I'd like to do is I'd like to, I think I began reading this last time, but I think I want to go a little bit further. But Moran Balach HaZaynish, discusses this in Yegadeya, in Simon Kufnon, which he calls Halacha is Kavod Rabba V'Tamli Chachamim, and he raises the question, right? So the Chazon Ish says, I'm reading now from Simon Kufnon Chazon Ish, Sif Gimel, Simon Kufnon Sif Gimel. So he says like this, L'choyla Mashma, here's the Chazon Ish, L'choyla Mashma, Te'im, Hadav Hucha B'tzad Rabim, if Halacha is arrived at, right, it's a resolution that Halacha is arrived at, from the standpoint of Rabim, you can rely upon the Yachim Bishas Chak. That's what the Chazon Ish is gleaning from this Kabbalah. But says the Chazon Ish, if they arrive at the Halacha through called Shikul Hadas, through reasoning, then you can't rely upon the Yachid Afilu Bishas Chak. Okay, that's what the Chazon Ish says. So the Chazon Ish says, so bring the Chazon Ish bin Gemara in Beitza, right, against us. I don't want to go into the Garden Beitza, Daf Yud Beis, you can look at the Chazon Ish. In my opinion, and I'm saying this with tremendous humility, for real, right, it's the Baal Ma'amar Chazon Ish. But nonetheless, the Chazon Ish rejects that. Because the Chazon Ish, right, the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, is that, so Gemara Chazon Ish says, but rather, yeah, it's like this.
What's the Gemara Beitza?
In Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, I'm sorry, in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, there's a mandama who says, Loch is not like, I think Rabbi Yeshua was a Das Yochid. The Gemara says, Peshitta, Yochid Rabbi, Loch Rabbi. That's the Gemara's Peshitta. So the Gemara goes on. So the Chazon Ish says, what do you mean Peshitta? There's a big Lafka meeting, you say Yochid Rabbi, and not Yochid Rabbi. You know, you call Yochid Rabbi or not. That's what the Chazon Ish's Raya is. If I go into what the Raya is, then I'll take the entire Shia. I prefer to go to the general point. If you're interested in a particular Raya, please email ashkofacircle.com and we'll take care of that. Mm-hmm. But says the Chazon Ish, so the Chazon Ish says, there's two waves of the Mesir of Halacha. So says the Chazon Ish, V'hadam ha-besugin ilema, if you say, Halacha Zakab Liyezer, Hainu, that is to say, Sherabbosav Masru Pluktan, Stamen Rabbeyez Yechidahu, Vahavika Omra Ein Halacha Kabliyezer. Somehow the Mesira, the transmission of Halacha, was in a certain way that the Halacha is not a Kabliyezer. And you can't rely upon it. But says the Chazon Ish, if in fact actually there is not such a transmission of Halacha, Halacha is just transmitted. Kabbalah was brought a machlokes. There was halacha transmitted as a dispute, and dispute is transmitted chacham, which is rabbin, as opposed to b'yezer, which is a yachid. Then says the Chazon Ish, you rely upon shas chak, which means the Chazon Ish is learning is understanding the Gemara literally, that the Gemara is referring to when Rebbe says, when the Gemara says ach sheniska, and the Gemara gives two interpretations. So basically, Chazon Ish is learning literally, that the Gemara is saying, how is the halacha transmitted to Rebbe? Was it transmitted to Rebbe in a way? The Chazon Ish calls it, Masruah Plutosan Stoma Gamlieza Yechidol. He made up his own language here, which is, I mean, the parable of all great geniuses. But in any case, in other words, the Gemara says, what did Rebbe mean? If Rebbe meant that the halacha was nimsar, was transmitted to him, that you can't honor Eliezer, so you can't be rely upon Mishas HaKak. But in fact, actually, if the halacha was transmitted to Rebbe, not the halacha was not Eliezer, but just transmitted as a dispute Yochid Rabbi, then you can rely upon Mishas HaKak. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to say. Now, with all due respects.
And we say don't have this Masorah.
Forget about today. I just want to speak about like this. With due respects, and I realize that, you know, taking issue with the Chazon Ish is not an easy one, but you know, what can we do? But I want to claim that, and I'm saying this with tremendous respect, I think the Chazon Ish is basically, I mean, he's missing a Mishnah Nedius. Because the Mishnah Nedius, right, says in Perak Aleph Halacha Hey, Lama Maskirim Divrei Hayocha Ben Abirubin. That was Mishnah Nedius says, why was the Halacha of the Yochid, why was the minority opinions included in the majority opinions, let's say in the Mishnayos or in the Masilah, the transmission of the Torah? Hoyle the Ein Halacha Elik Divrei Habirubin. The Halacha is like the Berubin. It looks like majority. Why at all should the Mishnah or Braisa or anything at Tosefta mention a Das Yachid if the Halach is like the majority? Why should it mention a minority point of view? She'im yira bezdin as divar yachid yisbach alav, etc., etc. So I'm going with the Naivit on the Mishnah, but that was generality. The Naivit says because the bezdin might decide to rely upon the minority opinion. What is the Mishnah in Eidah saying? If I can't rely upon my opinion, there's no reason what? There's no reason for the Mishnah to mention Das Yochid. For the very fact that Das Yochid is mentioned means I can't rely upon the Mishnah opinion. Because Chazanish wants to claim I can mention the Das Yochid, but I can't rely upon the Mishnah opinion. But is that true? If I intend, according to the way the Rebbe learned the Mishnah, if I intend to transmit the Halacha, which I'm mentioning a Mishnah opinion, then certainly I can rely upon the minority opinion. There was no reason to mention the minority opinion. So, what I want to say is, I think, along with other things, I think this is a question of the Chazon Ish.
Chazon Ish is saying
that there's two ways of transmitting a Das Yochid. You can transmit a Das Yochid in a way that you can't rely upon them. You transmit a Das Yochid in a way that you can rely upon B'Shazam Chah.
If it just says minority, majority, then in an emergency you can rely on
right.
Minority.
But if it says majority, minority in a way...
The Halacha is X.
Right, that's it.
So how's...
Once again, it's transmitted... The minority opinion was transmitted in a way, but so it's transmitted in a way that you understand you can't rely upon the minority opinion.
Right.
So I'm asking a question based upon the Mishnah.
I just want to say there's two kinds of minority opinion.
Right. You know, a minority opinion can be transmitted in two ways. I say that Lechaya is connected to the Mishnah in Adius.
And how do you know Adius is not talking about only some Mishnahs?
Okay, whatever.
Because
there'd
be no reason for transmitting.
Yeah, right. The Adius is a Mishnah, the Adius is probably the
Mishnah. According to Chazanish, why do we need the minority opinion in the case when the Halakha is not like that?
That's what I'm asking. For Mishnah, Adius is Mashra, right. That I don't need the minority opinion.
He doesn't do it.
Because the Mishnah says, Malama Maskirin.
Right.
Why do I mention it? According to Chazon Ish, I can mention even that for this reason. Okay? So in other words, in my opinion, is this Mishnah represents the Steel Chazon Ish. I would be very, very happy if any of our respected listeners can actually be Miyashiv the Chazon Ish. Not a long shtickle tale, just Miyashiv the Chazon Ish. Maybe I'm missing something, but don't be the Pesha Parash of the Rambam. I want the Rambam. In any case, but like this. Now, so therefore, I want to propose a different reading of the Gemara, different than the Chazon Ish. Okay? Now, I want to claim the following thing. The Gemara, even though the Gemara asked the question, Mai Shenizkar, the Gemara is not trying to give a historical interpretation. What was Rebbe's Nizkar? The Gemara's not doing that. Sometimes the Gemara does not seek a literal historical interpretation of a Braisa. Those who are interested can see the series of lectures on Chasimus HaShas. The Gemara is actually learning in this Braisa of Rebbe what I would call laws of Halacha, which means like this. What do you mean, La'acha Shiniska? Ilema, if you say, Shiniska de ain't halakha gam liyetzin, elakha gam banan. Now, what would that mean? What happens if we had a braisa, a mishnah, meshi gam liyetzin, and comes along the Gemara and says, Oba lava, halakha gam banan? Or, for example, vehilchasa gam banan. In other words, the Gemara comes to a clear psah, elakha gam banan. In such a case, since the Gemara, which is coming to interpret the Mishnah, the Gemara is the next paradigm, the next epic, comes to say the Halacha is like a Bada, then one is not allowed to rely upon a B'liyezi in B'shazamcha, because the Gemara has paskin, the Gemara has ruled, Chad Bashmei, black and white, then what? Look, it's like a Bada. However, if in fact the Gemara doesn't rule like a B'liyezi in B'shazamcha, but rather, the machlokes is the Gemara doesn't say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. The Gemara just leaves it as a machlokes. So then, I can apply Rabbim and Yochit. I'll apply the Rabbim respect to the Yochit. And then what? And I would say, even though it looks like the Rabbim, like Chachamim, like a banan, you can lie on the Ezek B'Shas Avcha. In other words, what I claim is, what I'm arguing the Chassid Ish claims that the Gemara is trying to understand what did Niska mean in the historical context. When Rebbe said Niska, I claim the Gemara is not trying to understand what Niska means in the historical context. The Gemara is trying to explain Niska in its own context. So the Gemara says, if in fact we have a dispute of Tanayim, and come the Amorayim, or comes the Gemara and says the Halacha is like one or like the other, then we can now rely upon the other Tana that the Halacha is not like, even B'Shas Avcha. However, if the Gemara leaves Makos Tanayim intact, which means the Gemara might discuss it, but the Gemara never comes to a clear conclusion, the Halacha is like one or the other, right? No one made us the Halacha like one or the other. Then in fact, in such a case, the Halacha is paskin, the Makos is ruled on the basis of the law, the principle, Rabim Yachid V'Rabim. However, in such a case, I can rely upon the Yachid B'Shas Avcha. So that's what I want to claim is the following thing in Brachos. In the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara never rules that the Halacha is like a Chachamim. In fact, Derech Agav, the Gemara does rule in Chesed Beis, the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. We'll speak about that in a few lectures. Should we get that far? However, the Gemara never paskes, never rules Chad Bash Be'i, black and white, and what? That the Halacha is Tzeitzah Chachamim. On the contrary, the Gemara devotes all of Beis on the Beis in explicating the different sheets of Tanayim, which is later, which is earlier, which is later, which is earlier. So in other words, the Gemara never arrived at a clear Psak Halacha, right? That was its Halachah. So therefore, because of this, as we saw, the Halacha remains a Mesira, a transmission of Yachid V'Rabbim. And therefore, because of that, I can rely upon what's called the Yachid B'Shas Avcha. That's really the way I want to the Gemara in Nida. Okay? This is clear, Testament base. So, in that case, I want to claim that I very respectfully, with great modesty, want to challenge the Chazon Ish's interpretation. Now,
just for our listeners at home, can I clarify, is Rabbi Trubitz saying this halacha lemaisa as well, or is this a
100%? This is the way the Rishonim are learning.
Rabbi Trubitz would paskin.
Well, halacha lemaisa, you have to look at the Kitzur Sefer, but I'm saying.
Would Rabbi Trubitz consider paskining? Would Rabbi Trubitz consider paskining like a minority opinion?
This is the way the Rishonim are learning halacha. Now, when we paskin halacha in Shulchan Aruch, we have the Machaba, we have the Ramoa, we have many gemaras to go before we sleep. The question is, for example, what is the status of Shulchan Aruch? That is in Mirtz Hashem in many shiurim after that. After the X number of shiurim I will give on this, if we haven't finished, this is Ma'am Shem Lensoiv, we will arrive at some way of learning Halacha. But otherwise, there's no question about it, this is the way the Rishayim are paskening. Right up to the Rishayim. Okay? Fine. Okay, now, that is the Rish. So once again, the Psak of the Ri, what have I done? The Psak of the Ri is based upon this, I claim, this reading of the Gemara in Tesla Beis Anita. So actually, our biggest against against the Chazon Ish, this Psak here of the Ri, and based upon the Meir. Now, there are, I just wanted to mention as an aside, the Gemara previously says what's called Shachar means a Hefset, Hefset Mamai. However, the Meiri mentioned that people are going to forget to say Kriya Shema. So it can't be that a Hefzad in Ruchnias is any less than a Hefzad in Mamon. Some people today, Bizbanazem, would disagree. But I think that any person who has any sense of Yashrush understands that if people are going to actually have been saying Kriya Shema, we say, that's what he brought. So in other words, so clearly there's a Hefzad Ruchani, there's a Hefzad in the Mitzvah, and that's enough to qualify as what's called Shatzakaka B'Mokam Hefzer. Okay, is that clear? Okay, now, what about the Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam is dealing with an issue which is called the issue of Minhag. Now, what's interesting is, I think, maybe I have a Gemara Nevi'ah. Oh, I have a Gemara Nevi'ah, sorry. I took out idiots with another zomer. Okay, Baruch Hashem. The Chazanish, now, this is what the Chazanish says in Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Gimel. But the Chazanish in Sifim Aleph and Beis, I mean Simen Kuf Nun, has a discussion of what does it mean, Lav it mehetlisa kama v'lo kama. Chazanish discusses it. Now, this is very, very important, because in the Rabbeinu Tam, the source of the Pesach of Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Rabbeinu Tam presents, is what? That since the Gemara does not come to a conclusion who the Lach is like, either like Rabbi Huda or Chachamim, the Gemara says, Hoyavlo it behechasa lo kama lo kama, da ovid kama ovid ma kama ovid, which could be like Rabbi Huda or Chachamim. We spoke about this in the words last time. Now, the Chazanish deals with this in beginning of Sif Kuf Nun, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. So, let me say over the basic horrors of the Chazanish and what I want to speak about. And this is important. This is important because not only are we learning halachic klalim, which are good to know if anyone wants to seriously pass a shayla halacha or understand the halachic process, right? Of course, this is halacha l'lamaisa, but if a person wants to understand the halachic process, not only is it important, but we're actually learning the halachic process from, in my opinion, I mean, the greatest halachic mind of the 20th century. Maybe since the time of the Gaon, which is the Chazanish. So, he's a good person, at least, to go with, okay? Now, the Chazanish raises the following question. The Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin Ben Aleph, I mentioned this last time, the Gemara says, the Gemara speaks about, if you have two Chacham that are arguing, so the Gemara goes. So the opinion of Rishu ben Kocha. It's a brisa. I'm just going to Rishu ben Kocha, because actually that's really what's brought the halacha. That if you have a machlokes between two chachamim, b'shal teira halach acham achmir. In other words, if machlokes involves something involving a law in the Torah, then we go by the machmir. B'shal seifrim halach acham eko. B'shal seifrim is the rabbanim, we go by the meko. And apparently the pshat there is very simple, it's like a safek, it's feka deraisa, the chumras, we're about the kula. At least the prechadus is called a safek, and the kufiyot also learns that. The chum is also called actually a safek. Okay, how do you want to learn it like this? So, this is what the Gemara says. It's brought, you know, in the Rambam and both in the, in other words, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, the Smag. The Chazanish raises several questions. First of all, the Chazanish brings the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, this is the Bzayin, the Gemara in Erevin says, Haroitz of Asut can divide by Selel Oysa, Haroitz of Asut can divide by Shammai Oysa. The Gemara brings about a Baskel. So said the Chazanish, how can a person do like Beis Halei B'Shammai if he wants? I mean, it's a Machloikas, it's a Safek. The Reis for the Chobel is Lakula. The Chazanish answers that by saying that, in fact, the Chazanish answers it by saying that this klal is speaking about when neither of these chamos is your rabbi. But if someone's your rabbi, you don't go by this klal. You follow pesach and bein lechuba bein lechuba. That's the Chazanish says. Very good. However, right? What happens though? But the Gemara's mashma. So that makes sense. That's why the Beis Hillel people don't have to go to Beis Shammai. This is before the Baskel. The Shabbat people doesn't do like Beis Hillel, because everybody follows their Rebbe. Of course, after the Baskel, the Halacha is Hucha, then fine. But then the Chazanish goes on and says, but what does it mean that Reitz Allah says, because everybody's going to be Shabbat, Mash is not your Rebbe? Well, for example, the Gemara says, a person wants to be Machmir, like both opinions, he shouldn't do the Tata the Sasrei. So the Chazanish says, I mean, what do you mean if you want? It's a Safek. The Chazanish has actually a language, Im Shnei Chacham Krevin Loi. If the two chachamim that are craving to him, who are close to him, so he can decide to make one person your rabbi. Right? And then it goes on the Chazanish and asks the question, but what about a person make the end of a rabbi? You just want machba like both Beis Hillel and Shammai. So the Gemara says you can't do take both of the chumas if there's what's called attack of the sasri, contradiction. Like in the Gemara's example of Gulgolis Vishidla. So Chazanish goes on and says, well, if it's a real suffix, why can't I be machmir like both shittas? It's a suffix. So it's not really a suffix. So what is it? So in other words, what's chazanish is, in fact, was bothered by this thing that the machlup is still by Shammai. In fact, because there, I don't make one person my rabbi. It's only machlup like both of them. So I see the chazanish tries an answer. I don't go to the answer of the chazanish, but you see that it's clear in the chazanish it posed the problem. How do I explain these gemaras in light of the Shubin Kocha statement that a suffix a machmer and b'nei leisa and the button a maker? Now, in other words, delach agav on a tangent, right? We already saw that akash of shagas ayin of benatam is that gevam machlekas. Kriyashma is what before or after shkia after it says avad is delach ayin shivam machmer. Now, goes on the chazanish, right, and proceeds to a Tosfos in Bava Basra, some of the base of the days. The Tosfos brings a certain machlokes in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos says, regarding a machlokes, right, a machlokes of two amarayim, I think it's Rabbi Shmuel and Rabdach, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi, whatever, two amarayim. So the Gemara in Shavuos says in Memches, right, hash to the lo it malay kama v'lay kama. Since the lochah was not said like either one, so now the Gemara in Shmuel says, right? The Gemara in Shmuel says, if a dayan passes like one, it can pass it like it. Dayan does like another way, dayan like another one. In other words, if the dayan decides to pass it like one opinion, he can pass it like it. But dayan wants to look another opinion between Matan and Mamanas, he can pass it like another opinion too. In other words, Lachos not said one or the other. So Tosfos says that, right, that if in fact, so Tosfos says, right, Tosfos like this, Hechad l'mafash k'mala midi, because if a machlokes, the Gemara doesn't explain, like who we pasken, so Tosfos says, if you do like either one, v'im esafk l'dayin, if the dayin is a suffix, the law is a basic chavav harayim. In other words, the Chassidim says if the dayin is a suffix, so we say a basic chavav harayim. Okay, which means right. In other words, that's what the Chassidim says. So, in other words, if a dais machmir like one, it's one thing. If not, it's chaver arayu. So the Chazanish says, in other words, now the Gemara is saying this in the dayan. So the Chazanish says, right, l'choyre came in abisveka adin oisin shen gov misafa. You're not gov misafa, but in other words, it's chaver arayu. So the Taisba says, the Chazanish says, I'm reading from the Chazanish now, it's a base. But Tais above a basa, some of the base of the base, Birshu, the word Tzalei Bar, and my Dain Machriya Kachad Mineo. The Dain is Machriya like one of them. That's what the Gemara says there. There's explains like that. Vim Kain, Ein Din Zenoyek, Elim Mea Morayim. Right? This thing is like Morayim. Aval Didan, but for us, we say, Hamoyz Mechavelo Avarayim. In other words, for us, right? In other words, so says the Chazanish, in other words, that for us it's like a suffix. It was whenever we machriya either way. Right? The kashet, the mayor mayim of hey paskobaray kamay ilusa, yesh lamarayim pasroy, reshus lachlok. So says the Chazanish, he doesn't understand. In other words, Chazanish writes and says, right? In other words, what's the difference between earlier Marayim, who were super in the Lacha, and later Marayim, and between us? In other words, Chazanish understood in the Tosfos that in the Gemara, the Lacha is that the Ovad Gemara Ovad Gemara Ovad. But for us, it remains a Safek, and a Mechaver Ovarayim. But said the Chazanish, what's the difference? If earlier Marayim, in fact, can't be Machvil Lacha, but later Marayim can be Machvil. In other words, the din of Mitzchav Amaraya should apply to later Amarayim, as this is applied to us too, because there shouldn't be any difference. In other words, a later Amaraya also could be having a suffix. Why was he on here Mitzchav Amaraya? And he brings, as a raya connected to Tosfos, right, the actually, the Gemara, in Chazayim and Aleph, there's Vashu Rishayim, the Bahasim Hindu Chachamim, which says, the Bahasim Hindu Chachamim, even implies, Bizman Hazeh. In other words, not like to talk to the Gemara, being Bizman Hazeh, there's no Hachra. In other words, to say that what Chazayim Raya means I can't be Machmir Allah. Chazayim Raya. And Chazayim says, if that's true, then that should be, every time the Gemara doesn't come out with Halacha, then for us, we should go by the Klal. In other words, if it's mamon, if it's monetary matters, we say that misafek, you can't take money, mischav araya. But if it's isafahetah, we should go by the klal of the naisa of the rabbanon, lechum lekula. So why, in fact, in the case of Yerbuna Chachamim, is a machlekes in Shmona Esrei, do we say that even bezman hazeh, there's no way to resolve halacha, you do whatever you want. So the Chazon Ish wants to say, then what? The group has to be in the machlekes of Meiliv. There's a kul and chur in each one. Because if you're like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't daven mincha, etav lagam mincha, that's a chumra. But there's a kul of ma'ariv, you have to daven ma'ariv, etav lagam mincha. And if you're like a chavit, you can daven ma'ariv mincha till shkia, that's the kula. But the chumra is you can't daven ma'ariv until after ma'ariv. That's good. Now, I'm going to find it. That's good in the Gemara. But what about our Rabbeinu Tam? And our Rabbeinu Tam was speaking about Kriya Shema. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, was speaking about saying Kriya Shema when I'm Yotze D'Oraisa. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't, you know, the perspective of Kriya Shema, right? You can't say it's a Kula Chumra Nishwan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yehuda has a clear Kula. I can say Kriya Shema before Shkia. And according to Chachamim, I have a clear chumra. I can say it's Kriya Shema if you have a Shkia or if it's a Chachamim. So the question is, what would the Chazon Ish do with the Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam says clearly that Bizman Hazeh, after the Chasidus HaShas, when the Gemara said, Lo Kaman V'lo Kaman, right? So L'chayra, after the Chasidus HaShas, what should I do is, I should in fact treat it as a Safek, just like I treat the Gemara in Bava Pasuk. A machlokes bavanos is a safek, and that's what the Shakas Arya is saying. That since a machlokes, which is not hocha, that resolved to the shas could like either one after the shas remains a safek. So therefore, if it's a safek in the case of kriyashma of yeraisa, I should go lechava, and therefore. On what basis the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that even Bizman Hazeh, if I go like what? If I go like Rabbi Yehuda, I can say Kriya Shema earlier. On what basis is this? Because we see clearly the sheet of the Tosfos, the Bava Basra, is that where I cannot be Machriya, a Safek, the Chachila, if I do it of the Kamar, fine, I did it. But really, in fact, what? If I give Machriya a Safek, I treat it as a Safek. And they apply the relevant laws of Safek. That's my question of the Chazon Ish. So I want to say the following thing. And I want to actually address the Chazon Ish's whole like this too. I want to say very simply. This is what I wanted to say last time. The Rabbeinu Tam understood that the thing of Kriya Shema was not a... In other words, the din of Kriya Shema was not a din, was not a law, in which there exists a dispute. And I'm coming, there's a dispute. It's not a halachic dispute. The din of Kriya Shema, as far as the Chazon Ish was concerned, the actual very din of Kriya Shema, right, was speaking about. Was a halacha which is based upon the minig. When would people finish the day? That was clear. That was clear according to the Rabbeinu Tam. It was according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the din of Kriya Shema was not an abstract machlokes that I subject to safek. It was a dispute. It's not really a dispute. It was basically an observation, as far as the Rabbeinu Tam was concerned, that people like we saw in the Rivan. By the way, it's Chidush HaRivan on Shas. And there the Raivan. And there, in other words, the Raivan said clearly, the people finish the day early, right? Well, say Kriya Shema early. In other words, the Rabbeinu understood that the din of Kriyishma is contingent upon when I finish the day. So therefore, those people who davening early, they're davening early probably because that's when they finish the day. And because they're davening early like when they finish the day, then mi'ikha din, that's the time they have to say Kriyishma. But those people who are noye, who finish the day later after tzeis, so therefore, because of that, they have to finish. They have to say they finish the day at nighttime, and therefore they should not say Kriya Shema before the nighttime. They should say Kriya Shema after Tzitzel Chavim. Because for the bit of time, we don't have a disputed halacha. We have a disputed halacha which is connected, correlated to two minhagim which are not halacha. Namely, what time do I finish the day? So, in other words, what I'm doing is, I'm saying is that that's clearly the way you have to learn in the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, it could possibly be that that's what the Gemara Chof Zayin Amar Aleph meant. The Gemara Chof Zayin Amar Aleph meant, when it says the Ovad Kamar Ovad Ovad, was speaking about two different lifestyles, or people who lived in different places, and they davened Maariv at the end of the day. And after that, they ate a meal. So because of that, since the halacha is not contingent upon a dispute based upon a pasuk or based upon a halachic resolution, but rather based upon the lifestyle, when they would finish the day, so therefore, in fact, there's no such thing as sfeika de aisa, sfeika de rabbanan. There's not a suffix. There's really two alternatives. That's what I wanted to say. Now,
So why did you make the time limited to Plag HaMincha?
So, I want to claim you listen to Plag HaMincha only because, like Rashbam says, because, in other words, the Rebbeinu Tam wanted to anchor it in the Gemara. In other words, if I anchor the Gemara, I'm ending with the Plag HaMincha. The Rebbeinu Tam doesn't want to say a Chiddush that has no Makor in the Gemara. This is the Gemara, I could say, they don't marry with the Plag HaMincha. And the Stama, they said, Kriya Shema Tulik, this is about Rav. However, the fact is, the Tumas HaDeshin, which is mentioned in the Book of Ram and the Taz, and the Rosh is going to extend this, and going to say that even before Plag HaMincha, it's going to say Kriya Shema too. So your question is in order. But if Tam mentioned Plag HaMincha, maybe, you know, because that can be acted in the Gemara. Before Plag HaMincha is only saying the Kriya. But I'm going to claim is, from the very fact as we'll see, the Tumas HaDeshin, right, speaks about before Plag HaMincha, means that I'm sure he was acting upon the Rebbeinu Tam. In fact, actually, the Ivan too doesn't mention Plag HaMincha. I don't think he writes Plag HaMincha either. So in other words, it could possibly be that this Chiddush is not contingent upon Plag HaMincha either. But that's what I want to say. Yeah.
According to Rebbeinu Tam, why would the Gemara then come to Mishnah even, come and try and formulate it into times? In other words, why doesn't the Mishnah just say...
Okay, so now we come to the pudding. So what's the Gemara doing? Okay, so first of all, I want to give a little bit of a survey in the Gemara. Okay? First of all, we have several braises. Okay? The Mishnah says, "Meina kosa shema ba'avid, mishah shekanon nechas lechol b'tchumasa." Okay? The Mishnah doesn't mention tzeisach l'chaver. Okay? Now, if we go to the Gemara, we see here, there's a machlokes from Mei HaChachamim. Okay? Gemara says, Me'emesai, this is actually Tosefta. Me'emesai, Matzchil Lekosh Kriya Shema Ba'avis, Mishash Bi Adam Nifsa Lechol Bito Ba'avi Shavasa, Divir Ameyo. Chom Oymi Mishas Shaka'an Zechel Lechol Bito Masa. Simen Adam Ba'an Tzeisach HaChavim. And then the Gemara, after that, brings another opinion. Right? Mishash Shekidish Hayom Ba'avi Shavasa. Vishu Omer, look at all the opinions. There's not a single opinion that mentions Tzitzel Chavim. The only opinion Tzitzel Chavim is that the Tosefta says Simen LaDava Tzitzel Chavim. But if you look at the Mishnah, if you look at all the braises brought in Beis Amid Beis, not a single opinion places Siman Kriyas Shema Tzitzel Chavim. How do we know it's Tzitzel Chavim? Well, the Tosefta, after the Tosefta brings it to a picture of Meir Chachamim, neither of whom mentions Chachamim, the Braisa says, the Tosefta says, similar Gava, Tseisa Chachamim, right? Right? And then, The Gemara itself says, Koyanim, right? Gemara says in Beis Amalek, Amar Mam, Shekhonim is Chavit Kuz Lasa. Mich the Kalim Abak the Chavit Kuz Lasa. Why don't you say it says it's Chavit? So the Gemara says, Milza Agam Och Kamash Pola. It's going to tell me another thing too. If I look at the actual prices, no one is giving a ton of Pesach HaChavit. Rather, the Gemara is saying that since the Koyanim are Toivel, Pesach HaChavit, say Pesach HaChavit. Or the Tosefta says, Sevel HaDavar, Pesach HaChavit. But what do we see? The Bnei Tam understood that it's clear from the Sugya of the Gemara that the Ikar time of Kriyas Shema, Bishopu Hubecha, has absolutely nothing to do with Tzeisach HaChavim. It's just that on certain times, namely, Koyves Lo B'Tumasa, right? So the similar Dabar Tzeisach HaChavim comes in the Pasuk. But in other words, there's not a single Tana that says explicitly that say Kriyas Shema Tzeisach HaChavim. It only happens to be that coincidentally, right, the Kayanim happen who were nayeg to eat truma first after they were toivel, so therefore they had to wait till Tzeisach HaChavim. Why? Because you can't say Kriyas Shema, right? In other words, that's when they finished the day. The Kayanim finished the day when he ate truma. So because of that, the Kayanim's time is Tzeisach HaChavim. But the fact is, if you look at the braces of the Gemara, none of the Tanayim are giving Tzeisach HaChavim as the original formulation of the Zman of Kriyas Shema. What the Gemara, now it's interesting because the Gemara goes on and says, right, Mishash Kolem Adolaz Batu Masan, right, and the Gemara says, Rimino, Kriyas Shema, and the Gemara says, right, and the Gemara says, Simil Adolaz Tzitzach HaChafen, and that's his first time, and the Gemara brings the Tosefta. Rabbi Meir says, the time that people eat pitan ba'abe shabbos, is different Rabbi Meir, on days and days, come say, shonu lanzi gomit tumasa, simul lanzi gomit. Fa'avu pisha in raya ladova, zeich ladova. So Rashi explains, what's the zeich ladova? So Rashi explains the zeich ladova, what's the ladova is, because it's coming to tell me, really, the Pah coming to tell me, when do you finish work? In which case, I understand, the Bnei Tam understood in the Gemara very clearly, that really, the fact that it was Tzeisach HaChavim was not because there's a din of Tzeisach HaChavim for Kriyas Shema. Because the Gemara is a pasuk that they used to finish work at Tzeisach HaChavim. That's where Rashi learns. So that's why it's called a Zeich HaDavar. So in other words, what I understood, this is the Bnei Tam's very deep reading of the Shas, that the Gemara was coming to tell us that Tzeisach HaChavim, don't think Tzeisach HaChavim is a matter of Kriyas Shema, which has nothing to do with when a person finishes work, because I have a Zeich HaDavar, which is the pasuk here in the Chemya, which speaks about working until Tzeisach HaChavim, which means the Gemara understood, according to the Bnei Tam, that the Ikar Din of Kriyas Shema is the din when I finish work. That's the Ikar Din, when I finish work. But according to the Mishnah, with the Kohenim eat the Truma, and of course according to the Pesukim, they eat the Tzeisach HaChavim. So that's when I peg the din of Kriyas Shema be Tzeisach HaChavim. But the law is like Chachamim, not because Chachamim is Tzeisach HaChavim, but Chachamim because the time that they eat Truma. It's just that it happens to be that Tzeisach HaChavim is the time that they will eat Truma. And the Gemara feels a need to bring an Asmas to the Chemya. The Tzeisach HaChavim is not an artificial halachic time that has to do with truma, that has to do with my finished work. Because we have a pasuk in the Chemya that tells me explicitly that people will finish work at the time of Tzeisach HaChavim. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Which means, I want to answer to someone who actually wanted to take issue with me, the Rabbeinu Tam, in my opinion, is not just saying a minute and looking for some time for the smart in the Gemara. I claim that the Rabbeinu Tam was actually understanding that this is really, in fact, the deep understanding of what the Shas is saying. Zman Kriyas Shema is, in fact, the day of Kriyas Shema. Bishach Bacha, when I lie down. It doesn't say when I go to sleep, Yashay, when I lie down. time of lying down means when I finish the day, I finish my work, I'm ready to eat, and then chari after that to go to sleep, right? That's the time I say, that's called b'shapacha. And I'm going to claim that is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So we see clearly that Rabbeinu Tam understood that this is in fact actually the very deep understanding of what Chazal understood to be b'shapacha. Now even though the Gemara, right, the halacha is like a stop, based upon Yochid v'Rabban, halacha is like a stop Mishnah. Nonetheless, the fact is that since the Siba, the reason for halacha, is because it's a time that I finish the day, so because of that, people finish the day in France at a much earlier hour, say Krishma then. Now, what I want to do is...
This, according to the read, it's kind of a bidy of it. We're going to read a time. Lechachila, the time saying Shema is...
Enachaname, you're right. And I want to, actually be bedayak with that in Tosfos. Because the Re, right, the Re says, the Vade Kriya Shema Shal Beis HaKadessus, Ika, Ika, Vada was probably an obvious about Job, Sphira Lan Kahani Tanoi De Gemara. We know like these Tanoi, which means we're being relied upon like Mishas HaKak. But the Bidotam doesn't say that. Bidotam says, right, Adarabha, it's Ika. She might ask a question, how could Kaimalan Karab Yehuda? In other words, Sphiralan Kana Tanai means are like a part of my opinions. But we are the Karab Yehuda, and of course the Gemara says, the Omer Gemara Omer Ka'ova, the Beratam understands that's the Kharzila. That's the din. But the Ri is Mashma, I'm relying upon him, what? Like this. Now, what I want to say, do we have time left? Is something we have a few minutes left? I want to actually give a little bit of a rejoinder. Because what's interesting is that I brought the, to make things a little bit clearer, I brought actually, earlier I brought this Mishnah in Edius. And I actually mentioned the Peirush of the Raivit. But actually, the Rambam works a little bit differently. The Mishnah says, the very, very difficult way to read, I don't have time to actually go in detail, but you can look at it for yourselves. The Mishnah says, once again, I'm in Perak Aleph Halacha Hei Nadias. V'lamatzkirin Divrei Ayochid Ben HaMerubim. Why do we mention the Divrei Ayochid among the Merubim? In other words, why do we mention a modern opinion? Ha'il ve'ein loch elik Divrei Ayochid. Since loch is not Divrei Ayochid. Elik Divrei HaMerubim. Loch is not the Rabbim. Shem yir bezin et Divrei Ayochid yismuch alav. And the bezin si Divrei Ayochid yismuch alav. She'ein bezin yochil levatel bezdelo ad shiyir gul kach v'minyan. Now it's a very difficult hemshah. There's a machlokas here of the Raivad and the Rabbah Peshmerus have learned. The Raivad learns that if I have a Yochid and Rabbah, the Bezin can argue, can be Samech on the Yochid. Mishas al Chak. That's what the Raivad learns. However, what? The problem is, what's the hemshah? That's why the Mishnah says that a Bezin can have a Vata Bezin, it's bigger than Bechachma Vemenya. What does that mean? So here's the Rambam, the Rambam gives explanation, but that's like almost a second thing. A second halacha. But the Rambam learns it all into the Mishnah. The Rambam, the Peshmer Shaisa, learns that in fact, if the Bezin passes like the Yachid, then it's called Dosha Minyan, and you can never go back to the previous Rambam. In other words, the Rambam learns that if I have a Yachid and Rambam, that's stage number one. Stage number two, somehow it's passed like the Yachid. In stage number three, you can't go back to the Rambam, which, by the way, in my opinion, that would be the first Ach Shaniska of Rabbi Eliezer. It's like a Chasibas HaShas. The Shas Paskins in the second generation, like the Yochid. You can't go back to the Rambam. Anyway, now, it turns out, and this is something which I've always said, in different forms and in different forms, there's a Machloikas and Hilchos Mamrim. What if, it's in Perek Beis, and it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivit. It's the same Raivit, by the way. The Rambam passes the Perek Beis, that if a Bezdin makes a gezeira, then you cannot rely, even though there's a reason for the gezeira, then you can't overturn the gezeira even if the reason goes away. That's the Rambam passes. In Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Mamrim. The Raivad argues. The Raivad says, then what? The Raivad says that no. He brings a Raya from the Goren Beis, I don't go to the Raya. Maybe another time we'll go into it. That in fact, if the Bezin paskins something for a certain reason, and in fact the reason is no longer applicable, then you can change the gazeta. That's the kind of paskins. Okay? I want to claim that I'm Rabbi Kol Shitasa, this Mishnah too. Why? Because I could look at the Yochid V'Rabba as being a reason for the Psak. There was Yochid V'Rabba always going to be locked in a Machloikas. With the Bezin Pasuk and Yochid V'Rabba has a reason too. At least it Mechikas a Kabbat, like this. So according to the Rambam, if the Pasuk is based on Pasuk for Yochid, because like the Chazanish might say, Apishila Das, they find a reason for the Yochid, but it's like a Psak, it's a Gzeva. So after that, you can't go back to the Rambam anymore. Because once you pass it for this reason, that's either reason longer applicable. You can't go back anymore. But the rabbi says no. The rabbi says you can always go back. So for this reason, the rabbi learns a different shot. The rabbi says the bezin sees the yachid, the shas and chak, and rely upon it. In other words, they go to shitasa, which means like this. The beirut tam, the ri, is adopting the pelush of the rabbi on the mishnah b'shas and chak. The Benotam is adopting the parish of the Raivid, that even if there's a psak given with a reason, I mean, a gazela, certainly a psak like this, I can always go back and take the reason and undo the halacha based upon the reason. In other words, basically, there's two parts of the Raivid's shita. One is the Pelech HaMishnayos in the 80s, and one is the psak of the Raivid in Hilchos Manuel. So the Ri is adopting the perish of the Raivit on the Mishnah atheists that I can be semech on the Yochid b'shas al-chak, if the halacha is called Yochid the Rambam, and the Beratam is adopting the perish of the Raivit, not like the Rambam is reading, then what? And the other end of this, that's how the coin is, when the Raivit says that it was Mamrit, that Yochid the Rambam is like a reason. The basis is passing halacha, and it's halacha Yochid the Rambam, so the basis is like giving a reason. I pass the Yochid instead of the Rambam. However, if another Bezdin comes along, right, in the size of what? We like, you know, based upon the reason has changed, or better reasoning, you want a little psak, the Rambam would say we can. The Rambam would not call that a Dovah Shem Eminja. That's what the Rambam is learning. So therefore, what I want to say is that the Tam and the Ri are both Miyusin, are both based, grounded in this dual Shita of the Rambam, which expresses itself birth, patient, besides and ideas, and also too in Hamamim. I've said that very fast. I don't expect everybody to have followed it, but in any case, from an honest place in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, called to.